This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Boom! Arrogant has updated the open. I will start with a thank you to Mr. Guerin. This is the only show he appears on regularly throughout the year, and he handles the tough questions. He handles the nonsense also. We'll get to nonsense segment number two, but you're going to start the season tomorrow. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good. How's your back?
My back's good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I've started playing golf again, and yeah, I'm actually moving like,
come back
45 again.
Come back, are you suggesting? I mean, why don't you break the news that you are in the lineup tomorrow night?
I would. My gear doesn't fit me anymore, though, so I'm going to wait another year.
I think they could find some gear for you. Okay.
Yeah.
When we talked at the fair, we had fun with music, and then the second segment, I think, at least to me, it was clear that you had an edge about you, still about your disappointment of last year, and you said, everybody needs to be prepared right at the start. Because that was a part of last year. I mean, that was a part of also a coaching change. And you play catch up the entire year. And with the point system in this league, it is really hard to play catch up, especially in a league with so much parity where you're not just passing one or two teams. You need to pass three or four teams. What convinces you most from observing what John Hines has done and the way the players have reacted in games, practice, meetings, one-on-one, that this year will be a different approach?
Well, I think for one thing, what everybody's really focused on is not so much big picture stuff. It's more the day-to-day detail of what we're doing. How are we getting better every day? How is everybody improving themselves every single day? What detail are we approaching? You know, is every individual approaching their practice, their game, their prep? The detail that we're putting into everything on a smaller scale to be ready for the first game. And this started day one of camp. That was the message. We don't want to start day one of the season. We need to start day one of camp, and that will enable us to be ready for day one of the season. I think the buy-in that John's received from the players has been incredible. It was a tough camp. It was physically demanding, mentally demanding, and the buy-in that he's got for the players has been really, really positive. And I mean, I think that they've done a lot of good things in this camp to prepare themselves for the start of the season.
When you look back at last season, clearly injuries were a part of it. I mean, you lose your captain as long as you did. I can go down the list. You know it better than I. But you also had core guys who, for multiple years before, had played at one level. And then, unfortunately, last year, they did not play at that level. And some of these guys, I'm not saying they're 40, but late 20s, early 30s, sports can be rough as you get older. As you observe your core veterans, who you believe in, you've signed these guys because you saw what they could do and you thought they were better than a percentage of your cap space. What convinces you that they're prepared to get back to the level they were at a few years ago?
Well, I think for the most part, they're healthy. That's first and foremost. I think a lot of people do worry about like age and things like that. But I remember as a player having a great deal of my success starting in my 30s, or at least, you know, by my late 20s, 28, 29, 30, 31, and on. And the thing about the game of hockey is it doesn't change. Yes, it gets faster. It gets, it takes its toll on your body. But as you do go on and age, you also get smarter. You also know the game a lot more. You become better in a certain way. I always said I'd love a 40-year-old brain and 20-year-old legs. That's really hard to do, but I think players in their late 20s, early to mid 30s are really kind of in that sweet spot. And that's where you really got the game figured out. I mean, yeah, of course there's some guys kind of hit their stride earlier, but I'm not worried about any of these guys and their age. It's just, you look at Ryan Hartman, he had an okay year last year. He was fine. He scored 20 goals and whatever. But you know what? He's adjusted his lifestyle. Like, he's coming 15 pounds lighter. He's looking faster. He's looking better. And that just comes with maturity and age. And you just have that experience that's on your side now. And if you're smart, you use it to your advantage. And I think we've got smart guys.
When John, with your guidance too, but I know you defer this to John, when John put together Eriksson Ek, Kaprizov, and Boldy, there are analytics that I saw people write about and looked up the last week preparing for this interview, showed that was one of the two or three best lines in the game. They were that good. When you have a line that good, and then you balance depth and try to have scoring for multiple lines, how do you wrestle with that? Because that's a big asset to say, we had that, and now we're hoping to be even better by balancing those guys over three lines. Because I think there's a lot of teams who would be tempted to say, man, that was so good. Let's ride that into this season.
Yeah, that is a tough one because, you want to stay with it. Of course you do. Like, that's the easy thing to do. But the tough thing to do and the right thing to do is take a step back, look at the team, and see, hey, where can we improve? Who can be better? Can this combination work and give us even better depth? And, that'll help us have more success. I think we've got guys that are ready to kind of fill in higher roles this year. And, if we can have guys that maybe didn't have the best year last year, have bounce back years, that'll give us more depth too. And, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. And, hey, we all saw it. It was great. Yeah. But you can't sustain that in this league either. You can't be a one-line team. You just can't. It doesn't work. So we've got to figure something out. And look, at mid-game, if things are not going well or we need a change or whatever, he can always go back to it and know that it's going to have some level of success. So he's kind of got that in his back pocket, but we'll see how things go at the beginning of the year with trying to create more depth.
This is Bill Guerin, president and general manager of Minnesota Wild. He joins us throughout the Minnesota Wild season. First appearance, they open up tomorrow night home, Columbus. One Boldy question. I forget where I saw you. You were on it was a video podcast. And you were making the point about Boldy, and you were saying something like this. I won't get all the words correct, but that people don't realize how talented he really is. And you said, I think he's capable of a 50-goal, 50-assist year. You scored 429 goals.
Yep.
You know how tough that is to be great. If you're that, Billy, you're one of the 15 to 20 best players in the game, if not higher. Why do you think Boldy is capable of that? And what has maybe held him back from that so far and still a very young career?
Well, you just said it. He's very young. In a lot of players over the years, they don't realize how good they are until a couple of years into their career. And then they start to figure it out. I think Matt's kind of starting to figure out how good he can really be. I think he is one of the most talented players in the league. I think he's capable of scoring 50 goals and getting 50 assists. I do. He's 6'3". He's just turning into like a man. Like he's kind of had like a boy's body until this year. You can see the change in him. And when he really starts figuring that stuff out, the skill level that he has, the type of athlete that he is it's unique. And I just think he's got the skill level and all the physical attributes to be able to do that.
Billy Guerin is with us. Let's take a short pause. A few more Wild questions, then we'll get to other aspects of life because we like to combine both because Billy's funny and he's insightful on other topics. And also, by the way, he knows what this year is all about. His team needs to be better. They need to make the playoffs, and they open up tomorrow night. The Wild GM and President's back with us in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Billy Guerin is here. You have a unique situation this year where you are starting the year with three goaltenders. And I think a lot of us get where you're at. You have Gus, who you want to bounce back from a disappointing season. You have one of the greatest goaltenders of all time, and you have a young goaltender who people think has a chance to be a great player. But you know this better than me. It's hard for salary cap purposes to keep all three in the roster, and you're already facing cap constraints. Then it's hard for all to stay sharp playing. How do you see this all working out?
Well, just to be clear, I wasn't disappointed in Gus's year. I think maybe
you thought it was up to his standard last year.
No, it wasn't as good as the year before, but I wasn't disappointed. There are a lot of things that went against him too. There are a lot of things that went against both our goalies last year.
But if I look at your goalie numbers,
you said it at the beginning of your show. You're without your captain, your best defenseman. Well, we're also out with we're out of Brodin. For a while, out of Foligno for a while. The penalty kill wasn't good. That all affects your goaltending as well. He could have been better. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not categorizing that as disappointing. I just want to be clear.
Okay.
And then,
but can I just be clear on this? And you're right. Other players matter. But if you look at your goaltender numbers from 2 years ago compared to last year, they were substantially different, and they were the wrong way.
Yeah, they were. And you know what? When you have a full team and you're playing well, I guarantee your goalie numbers are going to be better.
Yeah.
It all goes, to me, it all just goes hand in hand. And I don't look at it like that. Like, I really don't. Like, I think people just look at his save percentage and things like that, or whatever, and they just like, oh, he had a terrible year. I don't really think so. It wasn't as good as the year before. I'll give you that. But I don't know. I guess sometimes I just need to be clear on how, like, you categorize it as disappointing, mm-hmm. but that's you categorizing it, and that's totally fine. That's fair. I don't categorize it as that. But moving forward, yeah. the three goalies, look at Wally's played really well for us the last couple of years in Iowa. He's done what he can do. It's going to be important that we keep him playing. He's going to be based here with us. He's going to get more games than he did last year. I can't give you a number on that, but he's going to get more. We don't want him sitting around, so there will be times where he goes to Iowa to play for a weekend, but he's going to come right back here. I think it's really important that he's practicing at this level, that he's around Gus and he's around Flower and continue to kind of develop and, you know, develop as an NHLer. And so we'll see where the year goes. But I do know that if, you know, hey, one guy comes out of the gate strong and is playing really well, I know John's going to stay with him. And it could be any one of the three.
Let's say you have a very good season, which you want, and you stay relatively healthy because, listen, no, this sport's too brutal to stay completely healthy.
Right.
Do you have an idea what would be an ideal amount of games for each guy to play where you'd feel like, wow, that really worked out well, where we rode the hot guys, but we also made sure everybody was still playing and could be sharp when it was their turn to play?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have a number. All I want is for them to play well. I don't care if it's 15, 30, 45, or 50. Whoever can get us to where we need to go. That's it. That's all I care about.
Kirill contract mania is going to break out throughout the season. You know that. You're going to be asked about it. I think at times you're probably going to say, I'm done asking about it. The season has started. You can, after this year, extend him. Nobody can touch him until the following year. He has 2 years to go. He has been a magnificent player. He is a player every team would want. You can offer him longer term. You can offer him more money. What do you think you need to show him this year for when you can open up negotiations with him next year, I assume July 1st, he's going to say, Billy, that's the max. We got a deal.
Listen, getting to know Kirill over the last 4 years, he just wants to win. That's it. You know what? Money's going to be the money. I don't know where that's going to end up, but he wants to win. And I think we're definitely on the same page with that. Because that's all I want. That's all Craig wants. That's all anybody that works in our organization wants, is to win. And you know what? I think if you look and see where we are headed, the younger talent that we're implementing into our lineup the last couple of years and where those players are taking off to, and we're going to continue to do that, I think we'll be able to add some free agents next year. I think we'll be in a spot that Kirill will hopefully look and say, you know what, this is a group I can win with, because I know that's the most important thing to him.
Florida is pretty frightening right now. During all your travels, all the places you've lived, what's the worst weather situation you ever faced?
Oh, man. I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Well, it's good that if you don't have an answer right away.
No, like Long Island, I think we had living in Long Island when Sandy came through.
Oh.
And like we had a trampoline in the backyard and it got blown into the woods like 50 yards.
It's an issue.
Boston's got the wet, damp snow and some bad storms up there. Hail in Dallas, you know, with the heat and oh my god. Edmonton, obviously, big snowstorms and the cold. When I played in St. Louis, we had really crazy ice storms 1 year. We moved out of our house. We went to a hotel. We were without electricity for like 5 or 6 days. That was insane. Trees coming down, power lines out. That was crazy.
Can I get to the trampoline? Were you on the tramp much? Would you go out? Harrigan, do you see Billy doing flips on the tramp?
I do not.
I don't either. I see you observing with an adult beverage. Or are we wrong? You're on the tramp with the kids.
I would go on, but didn't really make it a habit. I was out there with the adult beverage, watching them, going nuts.
He wasn't the dad that would time it so he'd land right before the kid and then just
send him to the moon.
I did a little bit of that when the kids were younger, but I was worried.
Younger,
yeah. Well, you know, in a pool, I can do a flip or two. I'm not doing a flip on the tramp. I like my neck not broken. That's been my policy pretty much all my life.
Flips off the diving board and all that stuff, no problem because you're going into water. But the tramp is
no, thank you.
No,
thank
you. That is well in my past.
Give me a TV show you and your wife are jonesing right now.
For crying out loud, what did we just start? Oh, you know what we just started? It was Dexter.
Ooh.
We'd never seen Dexter.
It's kind of ominous. It's well done. Yeah. It's not a lot of upbeat.
I don't know how much I like it, but it's pretty good. We just watched Dark Winds. That was good.
I don't know that.
And we tried The Lincoln Lawyer, and
I don't think it was that
good. We gave it 2 episodes, and I was like, not feeling it.
What's the...
Maybe we'll revisit it. But I'm watching... I actually never watched The Wire, so when I'm out by myself, I'm watching The Wire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are so lucky. That's one of my 3 or 4 favorite shows ever. It's so good. The fact that every season is so different than the others makes it even better. I mean, I think the first episode of The Wire, you're like, okay, this is...
Yeah, I'm in.
This is... Give me more. Give me...
Yeah, it's really good.
What is the one, Harry?
I'm watching at the same time, I'm watching Loudermilk.
Oh, I've not watched it. Dave, you like that, don't you?
Yes, I think it's tremendous.
It's really good.
What is
it's
it? Really remind good. Me what that is again.
He's like a recovered alcoholic who's, running an AA group, and he's funny. I forget the guy's name. He's from Office Space.
Ron Livingston.
He's hilarious.
That's right.
He's awesome.
Yeah. People keep telling me the Vince Vaughn, is it Bad Monkey? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
I've had a bunch of media types and other friends say you have to start watching that it's really good. All right, we got to go.
I like Vince Vaughn. He's good.
He is. He needed something pretty good, though, right? I mean, it's been a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Okay. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Billy Guerin right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Ken, we're mocking the Connecticut Sun. Guess what? They're down.
Mm-hmm.
Whalen in 30. Two quick political items before we get to Governor Walz. Kamala was given 2 chances yesterday. What will you do different if you're president than Joe Biden? Couldn't come up with anything, either one. And, I mean, one texter was all mad at me when she said she might be willing to add a Republican. We hear this every time we get within a month or two before the election, no matter if it's a Republican or Democrat. I will consider hiring someone from the other team. It occasionally happens, right? Barack Obama, Chuck Hagel, and Robert Gates. You got to have a bet. If she's Mrs. Agent for the Change, and then anybody who is an elected official, let alone a former president, who is continuing to lie about FEMA and what they're doing and running out of money and lying about it going to immigrants and sending lies to people who desperately need help now, Dave, because of Helene, or are worried about what might happen because of Milton, you're disgusting. How, I mean, how low are you? Because these are just lies about FEMA. Just flat out lies. Not shocked, but zero shame when you're going to take people's lives who in some ways will never, ever be the same and lie about what FEMA is and isn't doing for them.
Prefer to call it misinformation, Chad. Okay. Softens it a little bit.
Gross. That's what it is.
Yes. Outright lies. There should be condemnation 100% across the board.
100%. There's plenty of reasons Donald Trump can use to try to defeat Kamala Harris, but let's just lie about FEMA and all that stuff. When, by the way, there's multiple reports from people within his administration where he would hold money back from California until they showed him there were voters in those districts. Think about that. Tim Walz is speaking at a fundraiser yesterday in the middle of an election, which is decided by the Electoral College, unless something really dramatic changes. That'd be a hell of a change right now, 27 days out. And he says, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go. Now, he's at a fundraiser, so he's surrounded by people who are on his team. It doesn't take a lot of courage to say we should get rid of the Electoral College and go to the popular vote, considering what's happened the last few elections with the popular vote. Hillary winning it, but losing the Electoral College, which was what Donald Trump should try to do. They weren't playing for popular vote, Dave. They were playing for the Electoral College. Donald Trump knew it. Hillary knew it. And she lost. Donald Trump, when he says, I don't believe how many votes Joe got, and I got 74 million, guess what? Joe Biden ended up with the same number of votes with the Electoral College. I understand some of our history with the Electoral College is over race and slavery and southern states and three-fifths of a slave and trying to use that for power. I mean, think of our country again. Three-fifths of a human being. How horrendous is that? I get how most of our elections, Dave, are what? Just purely most votes. We have ranked choice voting, which some people like. I am certainly one who has called for people to vote for third, fourth, and fifth options. Don't want to be dominated by the two parties. But if we get to an electoral college, let's just deal with the reality of right now. If you are the Democrat, in this case, Kamala Harris, why would you ever leave New York or California? Wouldn't you just go fly back and forth and just run up your numbers in New York and California, where Democrats are dominating? Where you have those population centers and you wouldn't end up bypassing states. Now, come back to that. Might be that over the last few elections, how many states really have been in the mix? We all of a sudden were in 16, but I don't think people realize that. It's the ones that are listed all the time. It's Wisconsin. It's Michigan. It's Pennsylvania. It's North Carolina. It's Georgia, Arizona, New Mexico. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
You might get the, you know, Nebraska and Maine, they don't do it all the way.
They split the electoral votes.
Yeah. They split it through the congressional districts. That might be the way I would go. Because I just think if the Electoral College is thrown out, and I get, hey, why do we do it this way when every other election is this way? I get the philosophical exchange. But are you with me if And populations change all the time. This other nonsense, too, if that Harris-Walz win this last election we're ever going to have. Okay. Are you that big of a sucker? I mean, how dumb do they think you are when they say that? Seriously, text me. You really think this is it? If she wins, we're never going to have an election again?
Queen Harris.
That's it.
I think so.
That's it. I mean, the one guy who said he wants to run forever. It's kind of ironic. He thinks this, right? But if you're the Democrat, if we get rid of the Electoral College, aren't you just going to basically, here's my location, Midtown Manhattan, here's my location, L.A., and I'm just going to fly around the parts of the state where it's Democratic-driven because I got millions and millions of people to get to. And if I go to other states, I don't have as many votes.
You might probably see the conservatives do that, too. They know they've got the breadbasket of the country completely sewn up. So let's take a couple bites out of the big population centers. And
see, I don't think – you know what I think they do? I think they do the same thing with their states. I think, you know – they go to Texas, they go to Florida, and just stay there. And go to their states, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Nebraska, and instead of just winning it, where they don't even go there anymore because they just chalk it up as a W, they would be based there. I think the swing states would become less relevant, and that gives me pause. What if we did it where each congressional district was one? So Minnesota with the 10 now, right? It would actually be 8. So you get rid of the 2 senators.
Yeah.
And so we have 8 congressional districts. And so now here you might say, listen, we're probably down to 1 swing district. Angie Craig, and some people are saying that's not even a swing district anymore. Would you like that idea potentially? Because I've read stories about that where that intrigues me a little bit.
I'd like that more. I think it makes it a little fairer just to take away the automatic 2 senators from everybody. That does affect the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'd also like more states to be Maine, Nebraska. Like, I think that's a more fair way to do it. If one candidate gets 60% of the vote or, 70% of the vote, where it is, they don't get every single one of the electoral votes. They get the percentage of, if you have 10, okay, well, then you get 6, the other person gets 4 or 7 and 3.
Yeah, that's another way, right? That's one way. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause, give people plenty of time here. 651-461-9226. Status quo is Electoral College. Is it just going to be as simple as this? If you're a Democrat, you want status quo. If you're a Republican, you want to change. Do you like that idea that if, let's say, Trump wins a state proportionally and you'll raise it up, he wins it 58-42, we'll get 6, Harris gets 40, like that. Or do you like the Electoral College idea, which I like? So California, New York, and then some of the automatics in the red-leaning states, they're not just automatics. That maybe if you win California, I think it's 55 there, and so it's probably 53 when you eliminate the 2 senators. Well, it might be 39 for Harris and 14 for Trump. So there's a little more balance to these states. Which way you want to go? Tim Walz yesterday at a fundraiser with Democrats says, we all know we have to get rid of it. Yeah, speaking to Democrats, who would have won Gore, would have won Clinton. And it's happened a total of 5 times before. What do you think? 651-461-9226. Among the texts here on, since Tim Walz wants to get rid of the Electoral College, and it's what a shock, he wants to get rid of it, because it'll benefit him and his party. The district method is a little better among your texts, but instead of swing states, you get swing districts. But you get a lot of them, though. You get significantly more. My Electoral College plan, a lot of good texts coming in. My Electoral College plan would be a combination of the 2 systems. Each congressional district is awarded for the votes in that district, and the 2 extra Senate votes are awarded based on the total popular vote in the state. What do you think about that one? I like that.
So you said you split the districts.
Okay, so let's say Minnesota again.
Yep.
8 districts, mm-hmm. Probably right now 4-4, and then popular vote, if it stays the way it has the last 50 years, Harris gets that.
So it ends up 6-4.
6-4.
That's okay. It's not bad. I think I might prefer just to get rid of the 2 Senate and just stick with the districts, but you could convince me.
Electoral College is stupid, obviously. This is a texter. So the fact that California has two senators for 40 million people, North, South Dakota, and all these other ones have two senators, it's unfair. It's minority rule. Want to chime in?
Well, first of all, the fact that you have two Dakotas is first problem. Make it one Dakota, and you cut the senators right in half.
Also, this is for you, Kaiser. We have way too many states. Northeast. Come on. Vermont. Rhode Island.
Which one would you take out first?
I just gave you two.
Connecticut?
That can stay. Massachusetts.
Really, you're a big Connecticut guy? Just that little square?
Well, we just kicked their butt, so I want to keep them around. Massachusetts, Connecticut, things stay. Come on. Vermont.
You could probably, Vermont and New Hampshire, slap them together. You got yourself a state.
Vermont.
Maybe just call them West Maine.
Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Gone. One of the Dakotas. Gone. I think 46 is a better number.
You're swinging the axe.
Yes. We have standards here. We have standards here.
Might make the flag look weird.
And then it'll be the Somalian flag. Woke has convinced us with this. How about the folks who still won't show the flag because it's the Somalian flag?
That's right.
They changed the flag because Native Americans were offended. Things have changed, and nobody was going to agree 100% with a new flag. Listen, if you want it, keep your flag up. It's not going to faze me, but it wasn't some great mission from Somalia. Hot take. Lindsey Whalen, early next hour. Reminder, podcast this show. Chad Hartman Show. We have a new system. I think we've ironed out the kinks, so it's all available to you. Chad Hartman Show. Track it down right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.